There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Trying to force overtime. Snapper is McCullough. Holder is Pinion. 52-yarder, Young Wei Koo. Looking to tie the game. Snap, placement, kick on the way. The kick from Koo is good! Overtime in Atlanta!
Westwood won with the call, and Kirk Cousins would end up with the improbable game winner as the Falcons pull another crazy-type Eagle comeback and stun the Tampa Bay Buccaneers last night in overtime. Good morning, Metroplex. Sean, RJ, and Bobby with you. Our final State Fair ticket giveaway of the week is coming up during the 720 commercial free expressway when we play Cowboys Steelers high low. The other day, I put the Cowboys as ninth in my NFC power rankings, not NFL, NFC, and I had Atlanta on the fringe. What'd you come away thinking about them last night?
That Atlanta would beat the Cowboys is what I came away thinking last night, which they'll have an opportunity to play them here in a couple weeks. Now, to be fair, I also was pretty certain Pittsburgh would beat Dallas, and then I watched the film of it, and I was like, I don't know. That's going to be a closer game than I thought, and so maybe I'd think the same thing here. But
is Cousins getting more comfortable? The weapons are scary. I know Mooney had a big drop yesterday, but he has been balling out. I had to go look up where did he come from again. I had to go and look up his college, where he was drafted, all of it. But Mooney, they got Pitts a little bit more involved yesterday. Bijan.
London.
Drake London had a huge night. They got weapons everywhere.
Drake London, who the Cowboys loved him a couple years ago. The Cowboys would have, if he would have gotten
USC,
to,
right?
Yeah, if he would have gotten down to a range around the teens, that was the year they picked Tyler Smith. If he would have gotten down to a range around the teens, they would have traded up and gone and got him. And so they loved Drake London a couple years ago. But I was thinking, man, he looks really good. So I just went back. I was like, I got to see how he's performed. That he has four career 100-yard games. Three of them are now against Tampa.
Wow.
In fact, 27% of his career receiving yards are against Tampa, even though he's played five of his 38 games against them.
I mean, look, both quarterbacks played pretty well last night. I mean, Kirk had a really nice game for a primetime game, especially primetime Kirk. And that the one interception he threw, I mean, look, it was backs against the wall, clear passing down, pass situation, which, I mean, that's more likely to lead to an interception anyway. But then, to get the ball back and then march down the field. And
the Cousins-Dak whisper started again last night.
Yes, they did. Of course they did.
The winds are blowing.
The whispers? You mean the loud screams at 5:10 this morning from Maggie and Perloff?
What were they saying?
Just that he's, Kirk and Dak, they're like the same guy. Like that whole thing started up again, which is...
I think Dak's better because he can move.
Someone on there said the only guy I'd want I don't know. It wasn't Maggie or Perloff. It was some guest they had on there. Somebody said the only other guy in the NFL I'd want in a two-minute situation in the NFL right now over Cousins is Stafford.
I'm pretty sure there's a guy named Pat.
No, but not for them.
And, of course, Cousins had to drop this in the locker room. I may have a problem with this. Look, man, you got to keep the you like that in D.C. If you beat the Commanders, you can go in there with it. Don't go shirtless with the chain either. That was Minnesota. You got to come up with something new.
He did do you like that in Minnesota. He did it. He did it there a couple times. I think it's got to suck to be Kirk Cousins, though, where everywhere you go, your teammates are basically like propping you up. Like, come on, be the mascot. Do say he's got to wear the chain or he's got to have the same.
He did the ludicrous last night after the game. Is that what they're doing with the sway in the crowd?
It's swag surfing. Is that what they were? Yeah, I guess so. Because Luda was there. Luda was there.
Yes.
If you're in Atlanta, you got to do something ludicrous related.
Other games this NFL weekend: Jets at Vikings, Ravens at Bengals, Browns at Commanders. We had the Colts at desperate Jacksonville, Bills, Texans, the Stephon Diggs Bowl. We got Raiders, Broncos, Cardinals, 49ers, Packers, Rams, Giants at Seattle, Cowboys, Steelers Sunday night, Monday night, Saints and Kansas City. So that's the NFL schedule.
I was concerned when you talk about Cowboys Steelers and we mentioned the forecast. It crossed my mind this morning, Sean. I was like, what if we can't fly out of Pittsburgh in time? And then I'm late on Monday morning and not for oversleeping.
We'll be fine.
Yeah.
We've been fine without you. We'll be fine without you again.
13 Ouch. Years without you. Be all right.
Well, maybe. What's going on? This morning he LOL'd me, and I'm like, there's nothing funny about it.
I know. It's the third day in a row. Like, yes, I'm up. I'm up. I got it.
No, you don't have it.
I do. Three in a row.
You have three in a row.
Yeah.
I'm shooting 100.
It's going to happen 100. Every single morning from here on out. I'll charge you. Well, my text message charge, I get back in Egg McMuffins. Well, what happened with, what's this Rashee Rice mom story?
So this is interesting. So his mother, according to TMZ, is being accused of swiping a package from her neighbor's porch just hours after the Chiefs receiver went down with an injury on Sunday. And the neighbor says it was all captured on video. TMZ Sports obtained Ring doorbell camera footage of what one Texas resident claims shows Marsha Kearney wearing a custom number 4 jersey.
Wearing his jersey.
How dumb.
It says Mama Rice on the back. Walk by the doorway, look into the camera before walking down the hall at 6:39 p.m. on September 29th. This has to be an indoor, like, apartment, because it looks very, it doesn't look like there's
sun. As opposed to an outdoor apartment.
Right. Right, because, like, an indoor entry, as opposed to the ones that are, like, out, because it doesn't look like there's a whole lot of sunlight. So because at 6:30, it's still, you would think there'd be sunlight peering in. This is just a few hours after they beat the Chargers. You could see the woman in the jersey make her way back to the door and then kind of kick the package down the way to hopefully get it out of the Ring doorbell camera footage, but then stop and lean down and pick it up. And you could still, because it's got like that periscope viewpoint to it, you could still see her get the package.
Wow.
So police have confirmed that a complaint has been filed. So we'll keep you updated.
And then old Adam Schefter, who said, I think it was Schefter, it's going to take another week to determine with Rashee Rice. We all knew he was hurt. He went on IR yesterday.
Yeah, the whole, just to determine if he, like, the extent of the injury or what the injury is, it's going to take a week. Why?
That must have been trying to do the agent a favor to, like, keep it. I don't know.
I just don't get it. Like, I mean, I don't understand why the next morning, though, they didn't know what was wrong.
How are we looking with the, they probably did. How are we looking with the college football schedule?
So that's not bad. It's not great. There's only one matchup of two ranked teams. That's Missouri at Texas A&M on a game you can hear right here on 105 through the Fan. It's 11 o'clock game coverage at 10:30. It's the only matchup between two ranked teams of the weekend.
Ew.
Yeah, I know. And this is the game where Missouri is banned the sister of the A&M quarterback, Marcel Reed, from practice this week because of they're worried that they're going to give away trade secrets or something like that. A&M 1-4 against the spread all year long. This is a 2 to 2.5 point spread for A&M. Game day is in Cal. First time they've ever gone to Cal. They've never gone to Cal before. Aaron Rodgers was on McAfee, and they said, you know, where should Pat go? And he told him, go to this one marina. He said, that's where Scott Peterson dumped the body.
Oh, my God.
and college game day, like, edited that part out of their promo video for Pat was asking where to go. But dang. This game's going to be in the degenerate, I'll tell you right now, because Miami's a 10-point favorite at Cal. Miami looking for the first 6-0 start since 2017. We got a rematch of the Natty. Michigan versus Washington on the road. It's in Seattle. That's another game. Houston at TCU, West Virginia, Oak State, Baylor, Iowa State, Texas Tech, Arizona, and then SMU goes to Louisville. Louisville's off to a good start. They're in the top 25.
Some refreshing audio out of Colorado as Deion Sanders calling out Shador at practice the other day.
Schedule's gonna be changed tomorrow. Quarterback, you got to come out here and do better. Shador, that was horrible from you today. Horrible. You got to come with a better effort and more focus. Overall, offensive line, let's pick up where you left off in the game.
Hey, Shador, horrible. Offensive line, you're still not good. You do what you did. He did compliment them the other day after their actual game. But that was some Deion audio. And then he proceeded to talk to the media even more afterwards.
Yeah, how stupid is that? This is Travis Hunter. That's who he is. He's a tremendous player. Where did he do that at? Somebody help me here. I mean, tell me. Am I seeing something? Somebody tell me. Tremendous game tonight. Thankful right. That we can come out with the win.
Bobby got it.
What's he doing with his voice?
That's a Deion impersonator.
Oh, yeah. I was like, hey, who is that? That's not Deion.
By the way, the Shador clip, this is how cynical I've become with Deion. I think he probably rolled over and was like, all right, now we're going to have the cameras on. I'm going to just rip into you real quick.
Yeah.
It's like people got to feel like I'm treating you the same.
I mean, look, that's the perception is that he's playing daddy ball. That's a great look if he's not. And that's real. I mean, I believe it on the surface. I mean, that's real. It's good coaching.
Pete Alonso, a New York legend last night with the game-winning home run against the Milwaukee Brewers. So the Mets advance. And you are not happy with the upcoming baseball schedule.
No, I'm not happy with the upcoming baseball schedule because it's, right now, quite frankly, terrible. It's garbage. So you could watch this weekend Major League Baseball in their division series. The American League will play two games tomorrow night, right? Tomorrow at some point. It'll be Tigers, Guardians, Royals, Yankees. And then they're going to take Sunday off. And then they're back at it on Monday.
Don't want to get stomped out by the NFL.
Well, guess what? They're going to get stomped out by college football on Saturday night.
I think there's a WNBA game that night, too.
What?
I think there's a WNBA game that night, too.
Thank you for teeing me up on that softball. Because the WNBA has proven in their playoffs, they don't have a product, they have a player. Okay? Because they have not had a single game reach a million.
Hear that, McNutt?
In their entire playoffs that didn't involve Caitlin Clark. Not a single game in their entire postseason. We're in the Final Four here. That has reached a million viewers. Meanwhile, like a meaningless regular season NBA or Major League Baseball game on ESPN gets double that, right? MLB averaged like 1.5 million fans for a stupid Sunday night game. They don't even promote. So then they're going to take... So Saturday they play. The NL will play Saturday and Sunday. The NL plays both days. The AL plays Saturday, off Sunday, Monday, off Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Like, what are we doing here? Like, do you want to have... Put these games on every day. You're going to get beat by the NFL, or you're not going to get beat. The people who are baseball fans, like, if your team is in it, you're going to watch your game. If a Cleveland Guardians game is on against the Browns, if you're a Guardians fan, you're going to watch the playoff game. If the Yankees Royals are on, you're going to watch the Yankee game if you're a Yankee fan. Now, the Royals might not. I don't know. I don't know how that would work in Kansas City. You would know better than that. You work there, but playoff game's a playoff game. It's criminal that you don't want to compete with the NFL. Who cares? You win or you don't. Go up against it. You got to run your product first. What's best for your product on the field? And baseball players are not meant to have two games in 9 days.
And then speaking of baseball television, Rangers, Nam Bali update.
Yeah, Rangers are working on their own. We don't know where they're going to be next year, but we do know it's not going to be with Bali. So the Bali deal is over. Mike Bassick is over. It's done. Never to be seen again. No, they actually, I guess, Bali came forward with a proposal to the Rangers of like, hey, here's a last second push for a deal that we can cut. And Rangers were like, no, thank you. So now Texas will look to kind of establish their own RSN. And now the question is, all right, are you going to do like an app? Or are you going to do the thing where you're going to do the TV network where you're trying to share with people? But they're facilitating or they're considering things right now. I got to imagine they have a plan of what they want to do and it just hasn't leaked out yet.
Look, I think what they should do is, so Houston is on AT&T Sportsnet, the Astros. So we can watch the Astro games in town. They should do, Masson does this with both the Orioles and the Nats are on Masson.
I mean, I know one place where they'll be next year, right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Well, but you should absolutely.
Way to read Gavin's email. Yeah,
they should absolutely just join forces.
I can read, though.
Do that.
What?
I can read, though.
877-881-1053 is the phone number to call in order to win our final state fair tickets during the commercial-free expressway. Peyton will give you that cue to call, but my father-in-law, he's very excited for this. We're going new school and old school. And all time. Cowboys Steelers high-low, where I'm the defending champ, to get you ready for Sunday night next on Sean and RJ.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper. And people yell,
come on, move.
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Loaded.
Loaded.
Absolutely loaded. Mike McCarthy was incredible earlier this morning. If you missed it, we'll bring you back at 8:40. We have our final state fair ticket giveaway to hook you up with. We got the junk drawer. We got Tony Dungy live at 8 as well. We got a pick Cowboys-Steelers on the Frank LaFranco Injury Attorney text line here on Sean RJ Bobby and the host of today's Cowboys-Steelers Old School High-Low, Philip Russell.
That's right, Phil.
We're back, baby.
We're back, baby.
It's high-low. Sean Sharif is the defending champ. Not many times you get to say that, but...
Sorry.
We couldn't play, last time we played this, it was Sean, RJ, and then a caller because Bobby was late to the show. So he was not
sick,
available.
But yeah.
one of the two, yeah. But yeah, it is a former all-time Cowboys Steelers high-low. All former. No coaches, no GMs, no nobody.
Okay.
Good.
Just players here.
If Steelers coaches really narrows it down.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, they have three all-time? Or since like...
Three since 69.
Nice.
But Sean Sharif, we start off with you.
Let's go high, Phil.
He wore number 75. That's kind of why I wore 75. The head slap. I borrowed that from Deacon.
Mean Joe?
Yeah.
Give me a Coke, Mean Joe. Give me some points, Mean Joe.
Give me three points, Mean Joe.
You gonna include what number they wore to all of us, Peyton?
No.
Hey, I could go down.
I wore number 88. I'll tell you why I know what number 88.
I could go down these list of guys, and you wouldn't be able to get their numbers. Good clue, Pepe.
Ooh, I would. I bet you.
RJ Choppy.
Yeah. Hi.
Just a matter of you're going to get hit. You know, you're not going to get that many opportunities. You got to judge the ball. You got to judge the speed. You got to judge where it's going to be, your timing to get up to catch a ball.
That is the overrated Lynn Swann.
Bobby's
wow! Wow.
That was impressive.
I thought that was Laufenberg at first.
You think Babe was ever interviewed?
I thought you were going to say, was Babe ever rated?
Pressure's on, Bobby.
Dang. Here we go. Here's our early hissy fit. Get on the fan cam.
Of course, I knew the first two. High pitch.
Anytime that you have players that have that past experience and past history of doing bad things, you know, that's where the commissioner has been granted all that authority.
Number 48.
Oh.
Let's go with Roger Staubach.
Not really.
Thanks.
Clue number one, Bobby, for 2 points.
What's his number?
I don't know. He could easily remember his team name from college.
Ooh. Great clue.
Thurman Thomas.
Ooh, doesn't remember his name.
I don't believe he played for Pittsburgh.
Played for 1 point.
Are these only Steelers?
No.
Steelers, Cowboys.
Still lives in North Texas, and you still don't want to mess with this rancher.
Oh. Randy White.
No.
I don't know.
Jay Novacek.
Jay Novacek.
Wyoming Cowboys.
Oh, man, that sucks.
I can't believe that is zero.
There's still two more rounds here, Bobby.
Peyton, shut the hell up.
Let me go low.
It was the antics that you were talking about. You weren't talking about what they were doing on the field. You were talking about what they were doing off the field. And I think, you know, I'm not going to give Antonio Brown a pass. I mean, you're a grown man. They pay you a lot of money.
Dante Stallworth.
Oh, go Vols, baby.
Clue number one, Sean, for 2 points.
All power lines.
Former dog and towel waver, now Sun Devil.
Wow.
Former dog and he's not a current Sun Devil, but I'm going to guess Herm Edwards. You know who it is?
I do think...
All right, shut up.
Yes.
I do think yes.
Clue number two for 1 point, Sean. So good the stadium shared his name.
Gosh, man. Hines Ward. All right.
Wouldn't have gotten that one.
Chance for a stranglehold from Ralph. That was a good one right there.
Very good. Let's go low.
But I had to play at this position and what I'm asked to do. And so, but yeah, I mean, that's, I've never been in a situation there.
Cut you off mid-sentence,
that was
too.
Just stuttering. That was just uhs and ums.
These are the types RJ pulls out of his rear end.
Cordell Stewart.
Good name to write down.
Clue number one for 2 points, RJ. College was rocky, but he immediately fit in as a pro.
College was rocky, but he immediately fit in as a pro. I don't know.
Buzz him.
Yeah, nothing.
Yeah.
One more clue here, Chop. So tough, he plays without his helmet on.
Oh, is it Jason Witten?
Who else would it be?
Rocky was a Rocky
You giving him a Rocky Top clue? What's up with that?
Yeah,
that's home cooking.
This is
Are you going to complain about that?
That's a bad clue. That's a very bad clue. I'll tell you why it's a bad clue, okay? Because he had a very good college career, okay? When it's Rocky, I know you're trying to do the whole Rocky Top thing, but you got to get a definition of the word.
Well, it wasn't my clue, so.
Bobby, don't spit under the bus. Wow. Bobby with a huge opportunity to get right back in it. 4-4-0.
Hi.
Super Bowl 40, I remember walking off the field thinking, this is it. I remember thinking to myself, like, man, I thought the whole world was supposed to stop.
Jerome Bettis.
Wow.
Still can be in it here. Gotta have this.
Clue number one, Bobby, for 2 points. You never felt safe when he was on the field.
Troy Polamalu.
Oh! Look how serious and stoked cold face he is. How did you get Troy off that?
Safe. He's saying safety.
Good job.
Bettis retired right after Super Bowl 40, though, so that was stupid.
4-4-2. All right. I'm going to keep it low.
If I was speaking to him, yeah. It would just be, you know, you can't learn anything, man. Just learn from me. And just make better decisions because, you know, you really don't want for him to have that label moving forward being that he's so young.
Dang. That was deep.
It was.
Franco Harris.
Oh, nice. I like it. Good selection. Good guess.
But wrong. Incorrect. Clue number one for 2 points, Sean. Was a little bit slower. Well, shoot. A lot slower after this incident.
I hope you're not making Ryan Shazier joke.
Jeez, Peyton.
No.
Okay, good.
I was right there with you on that one. I thought that's for sure.
Slow and slower? Slow and slower after that. I don't know.
Buzzem!
Clue number two for 1 point. Size matters when it comes to the red zone.
Do you guys know it?
I think so.
Maybe. I don't know.
Is
that a zero?
Franco Harris.
The second time that clue yet.
It's Plexico.
The oh shoot was the gun.
Yeah.
I tried.
Red four. All right.
See, I get all y'alls.
All right. RJ can win it here and clinch.
Let's go high.
I got a phone call a few days before the draft saying, we want to fly you to Dallas. Who would you like to bring with you? And first of all, when I got off the floor, I said, I'd like to bring my head coach.
All right, let's just say it's not him. It's not him, but let's just say Michael Irvin.
If you get this wrong, Bobby can remain in it.
Jeez, please don't get it wrong, Chop. Clue number one for 2 points, RJ. Not on the steel curtain, but certainly wreaked havoc in this rivalry.
Not on the steel curtain.
I feel overtime like last night's game. I feel overtime.
James Harrison.
Here we go.
Oh, no.
Last one here. Here's your clue. Absolutely.
Wait, who said absolutely? Absolutely. Who said that? It was, oh my God. I'm totally blanking on that.
Wow!
Who was it?
I have no idea. I'm totally blanking on that.
Ed Too Tall Jones.
Oh, oh my God. Right.
Bobby
can win.
Bobby can win this.
Bobby can win with the first answer.
There's no way, though. Hi.
There's no way. Let me downplay my
chat. Hi, let me listen.
I became one of their recruits. Little did I know they would come recruit me because they ended up getting Vance Joseph the year prior. I'm like, they're recruiting me?
Deion Sanders.
Bobby would create a three-way tie.
Oh, man, what a...
Jeez.
That'd be great.
A three-way tie.
Bobby, here's your clue. Electrified the crowd like a Guns N' Roses concert.
I don't know.
Cordell Stewart. Going, what the hell is Guns N' Roses? And I went, who's in the band? Right. I went, oh, Slash is in the band. That's Cordell Stewart.
Oh!
That's a great clue.
Okay.
That's a great clue.
Now listen, because we are going to disqualify if you don't follow this, because it always gets screwed up.
I know.
Pepe, you are going to play the entire clip. We cannot guess before the clip is done. And then rapid fire.
Rapid fire guessing
when the clip is done. Peyton, you get to choose. This is walk-off overtime like the Falcons.
Real clearly, do we have to just anticipate when the clip is over, or do we got to hear that sounder that he plays? The doom? Do we got to hear the sound of the other thing?
Yeah, the sounder means it's over.
Okay, all right. Okay. As soon as we hear the
sound. Yeah. And you choose high or low. Pepe.
Okay, now when do I come in with the first clue? How many times?
You just
guesses?
Start. You choose.
Okay. 10 right. seconds, cool. Maybe.
Two.
Or eight.
Five.
Seven.
Okay, here we go. For the high-low champion. Three-way tiebreaker.
That went out to Deion Sanders. He owned 152 acres in Canton, Texas. And jumped on a tractor, got me a saw, cut down some trees, cleared out some brush. And here I am, baby, 23 pounds lighter.
Nate Newton! Got it, me.
No.
This is correct.
That was an exact tie. Do you have any more left over?
No. That was it. That was the last one.
That's an exact tie.
High five.
That's an exact.
No, I don't celebrate ties. Put your hand down.
Yeah,
I don't
celebrate ties. This ain't Bronze Olympics.
Shut up. I'm not the exactly. I'm not the gymnast.
RJ Choppy and Bobby Bell tying the high-low victory this week. First time ever. First time ever. What a comeback from Roberto.
Can we at least touch nipples?
105.
All right, fine.
They're doing another fan cam. Let's hook you up. Peyton, good job. Spittle, good job with the clues. Let's hook you up with the State Fair ticket giveaway.
All right, tell us right now. Call at number 10 at 877-881-1053. Wins a four-pack of tickets to the Texas State Fair. That's call at number 10 at 877-881-1053.
Our way of thanking you for turning it on and leaving it on. Promo department sending over the tickets. So we'll see you out there at the fair. And I think it got clinched for me next Friday since Dave Portnoy is announcing he's going to do a one bite from Barstool, and Amanda's like, that's it. We're going on Friday.
Well,
okay. All right.
There you go. He's going out there for Texas OU, and he's going to do a one bite at the State Fair.
And you're going to be crowding around, shooting your video, trying to get a shot.
I got to figure out how to get in.
DM him. He read your DM during the finals.
To get in his video. Walk up on it. I'd be like, Barstool sucks.
That's what a lot of people do. They just walk up and go, you're awesome. And then he's an egomaniac, so he accepts it.
Wow. That's right. That's true. That's true. Tony Dungy coming up at 8 o'clock. Let's pick this game. Five things you want to see from the Cowboys Sunday Night Football on this radio station.
All right, so five things. Number one is I want to see them make Fields throw to beat you. Make him throw to beat you. He does have a very good arm. He's a much better thrower than when he came in the league, but it's still what you would prefer over his legs. Make him throw. You can blitz all you want. But that opens up his legs, drop back, make him find throwing lanes, force him to beat you with his arm. What?
Nothing. I think you're right. Opens up his legs.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Number two, don't force feed CD. This would be one of those games without their full complement of receivers, but force feeding one guy is a dangerous way to go. That's how you throw it a triple coverage. It's a great time to find out what you got with Tolbert, with Brooks, with
Flournoy.
Flournoy, yeah. Turpin, too. I mean, other guys that can shoot Hunter Lipke, for crying out loud. You know, you got he's the second best tight end of this team, it seems. Number three, also, please don't use CD as a running back out of the backfield. End arounds, reverses, that's all great. But do we want like 5-6 carries from CD out of the backfield, like a traditional running back, like they tried to do last time?
No.
No. It's a great way to make sure that his career is shorter than it should be. Number four, take the ball if you can. If you win the coin toss, get the lead. I feel much better about this team with a lead. It also puts Pittsburgh on the defensive end, on the defensive, where they have to maybe throw to catch up or play like they're playing catch up.
I'm okay this game kicking it. I'm not worried about playing catch up. I'm not worried about a shootout. I'm all right. Like, try to get your early stop, especially if it's nastier weather conditions, and give yourself some second half momentum. I'm not saying I definitely want them to kick, but I'm okay if they kick it this game.
Okay.
Steelers are not going to score big.
And then number five, do not double TJ Watt. Nobody else does, so why do you need him? All right? Nobody else does, so just don't double TJ Watt, and you should be fine.
What's your TJ Watt, the study that you had earlier in the week when we were talking about pressure or clutch moments?
Oh, yeah. So you had asked about who shows up in crunch time more, if it's Micah or if it's TJ Watt.
That is a knock on Micah. Like, just thinking about it, I'm like, TJ always makes a huge play. Micah gets criticized for disappearing sometimes.
So depending on how you set the margin and the time and everything else, it's really impressive for TJ Watt. If you set it to what you had said was fourth quarter, final 5 minutes, game is within 10 points. TJ Watt leads the NFL, or he's second in the NFL in sacks since Micah entered the league with that number. So he ends up having like 6.5 sacks during that time period. In fact, the exact number is, six. He's got 6 sacks in 10-point margin in the final 5 minutes of the fourth quarter.
Second to who?
Hassan Reddick has 7. If you narrow that down, just the margin to 7 points, TJ drops to 2 sacks instead of 10. If it's 7 instead of 10, it drops to 2. Now, regardless of what margin you have it, 7 or 10, how many sacks does Micah Parsons have in the final 5 minutes of a game, with it being either 10 or 7 points?
One.
One sack in 3.5 years playing football. It's just he's got one, and that's it. And so he doesn't make a whole bunch of big-time, crunch-time plays or anything else. In fact, if you're asking me who's arguably the most clutch out of all these guys, it might be Trey Hendrickson. When it's in the fourth quarter or overtime and it's within 7 points, Trey Hendrickson has 10 sacks over the last couple of years. And that's when it's in 7 points, that's by far the most in the league, by like 3 sacks over anybody else.
I'll go first then. I do not think that they're this really, really good football team, but they are tougher. Home field. Who's going to manage the game better? The Pittsburgh Steelers will beat the Dallas Cowboys Sunday Night Football 20-17. I'm going under the point spread. 20-17, Steelers win.
You and I have almost identical scores, but as usual, you're wrong. Cowboys will win 21-17. They will win this game 21-17. I, too, have the under. I do not understand why the under is so high. It's at 44. That's way too high for this game. The Steelers.
Do they adjust like last second too with weather? They have to, right?
You know what? I don't know how they do that. Vegas is pretty set with their algorithm. Like what their algorithm spits out, they're pretty set with it.
Because right now I'm seeing a 43.5, and Bobby was talking to McCarthy about nasty storms.
Yeah, that's a question for an actual handicapper, not a wannabe.
why do you think the Cowboys will win?
Well, I do think
with
it's tough.
Three touchdowns.
I do. With 3 touchdowns?
Yeah. You said 21.
Yeah. Okay. 7 field goals. That was a lot. Yeah, it could be 7 field goals. I think they're the better team. I don't buy Pittsburgh. Now, yes, Pittsburgh's much
better
tougher.
Team without Micah and
Tank. That's a lot. There's no doubt about that. Those are big injuries, big losses. I will say this. Vegas is, they don't think the Cowboys
obviously will win because they have him as a dog. And Dak does struggle a little bit slightly below league average against cover two and three, and Pittsburgh plays about 70% of that. But
and what happens with Dak in weather?
Well, cold a lot.
Okay.
Rain, I don't know that rain really impacts them that much. I just think they're the better team. Like, that's at the end of the day, I'm going to pick the quarterback, the better quarterback, and he's clearly better than Justin Fields.
You guys are both right and both incorrect. You have Dallas's score right. You have Pittsburgh's score right. I got the Cowboys 21-20, did not think I was going to pick the Cowboys, and then I watched Pittsburgh, and I have to believe. Maybe it's more hope than anything. I have to believe they're going to do everything they can to get CeeDee this matchup against Beanie Bishop like we talked about last hour. If they get that, they win. If they fail to set that up consistently, they're going to lose. I just trust that they're going to do that, or that Dak and CeeDee are going to work together, even regardless of the play call. They're going to find the matchup. They'll motion it together. They'll set it up to where they can get that. Because Pittsburgh kind of gives you the look that they're going to give you, and you can end up picking matchups at times. And so I got to feel like Dallas is going to get that, take advantage of it, and ekes this one out. I'll say a game-winning touchdown drive to CeeDee Lamb to win it.
Ooh. Pepe. Well, that could finally be like Kirk Cousins.
I just don't have the confidence in the Cowboys in this one. They're missing too many big plays, too many big people on their team. Road environment, hostile. Dak on the road, and it's Pittsburgh. Tough defense, really tough defense. So I have the Steelers winning 23-17.
What say you on the Franklin Franco fan text?
Let's see. Here we go. 877-881-1053. How did that better quarterback work out in the Saints game? 19-16 Dallas, 34-26 Pittsburgh. Sean stole my score, so I assume that person says 20-17. Steelers. Dak, yes, Dak is better. He has more money than Fields. so that's...
It's not about who's better, though. It's about who's going to do what to the other defense. And I'm just worried about Justin Fields running around.
Well, Fields is... I would absolutely... I think Bobby would agree as much as he doesn't like Justin Fields, but he would think that Fields is a much more difficult game plan.
Arthur Smith might be the most stubborn coordinator in the NFL, though, in terms of just, we're going to line up and we're going to hand the ball off. We're going to run. Like, there's some design stuff for Fields, but a lot of it is just stubbornly, here, hand it off on first, second, and third down and go.
All right, so that is a big, fat football sandwich on the home of the Cowboys during the commercial-free Expressway. Tony Dungy, part of Sunday Night Football, will join us at 8 o'clock this morning. Let's get to the junk drawer.
Did you know that Benjamin Franklin invented the junk drawer?
Junk it!
Take us inside the store panic yesterday.
So I went to Costco yesterday after the gym. Went to Costco. And I was we needed toilet paper. We actually genuinely needed toilet paper. And I go right to the back. I got some other stuff. Got some eggs. Right to the back, though. Right where the toilet paper is. And first of all, they got a lot of mums back there. People are buying mums.
Oh.
Right, mum plants. And I'm like, okay, there's the paper towels. And there's the baby wipes. Where's the toilet paper? And I asked the guy with the cart, the red vest, hey, bro. I said, y'all have any toilet paper, or did everyone lose their minds again? And he goes, everyone has lost their minds again.
Wow.
People were panic buying over the longshoreman strike, which temporarily ended yesterday.
Temporarily ended.
Yeah, so it had ended. They had wanted a 77% raise over 5 years. They said, all right, well, we'll knock that down to 61%. And then the shipping companies come back with 50% raise. But the main thing is they wanted protection from automation. They don't want to lose their jobs in 20 years from automation. They want guarantees there's no automation. And this was going to cripple everything. Bananas, seafood, all the fruits. I mean, they're just stuck on ships. And for every day that strike was happening, it's a 3 to 5 day backlog to catch up. So they were done for 3 days. That's 15 days at minimum of a backlog. Then you're going to have food on there that's going to go bad on those ships. So people were panic buying. Now, they've temporarily stopped the strike until January 15th to give them more time to negotiate. But, I mean, it was a nightmare yesterday. And by the way, okay.
What, was the place packed?
Packed. Slammed. I mean, people walking in. I mean, everybody in and out. The line to get out. The Not even the line to pay. The line to pay was long.
Because Costco is efficient.
It's very
efficient.
They'll
get you out.
But the self-checkout line?
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Which actually does move faster than the other ones. Because you have the other ones got people with 5 million items.
Yeah.
That thing was all the way back to the frozen food section, which is a far ways.
But I mean, it was just slammed. Slam.
This is the viral response you were getting yesterday from people was toilet paper isn't imported. You did not need to go buy that.
Yeah.
Toilet paper is made here. Right. There was no need to go panic buying that.
And why? Does everybody just expect to have diarrhea over the next week?
I know.
Is that just the expectation?
Right.
I actually genuinely needed it and couldn't find it. So here we are.
Yep. Okay. So I've got a major issue with something. I sent this over the weekend. I know Sean had it stashed in junk drawer here. I may have a controversial opinion about something the Oklahoma Highway Patrol did on Facebook. This caused a stir when they posted this the other day. So there was a guy who stole a vehicle. His name, I'm not even going to read what his name is, but this guy stole a vehicle and was arrested for it. They post a picture of the vehicle he stole, and they post a picture of this guy looking clearly very sad in the backseat of the trooper vehicle with his cuffs on. Here's the thing. He was at a gas station. He had a court date that he had to go to, specifically for vehicle theft. He had apparently been asking around to several people at the gas station, please, can I get a ride? I've got to get to court. I've got to handle this. I don't want to, you know, get a warrant. Please, will you help me out? Nobody could give him a ride.
As I was thinking about this, I was like, Bobby would have given him a ride. This random stranger.
I would have.
Random dude.
He has this unoccupied vehicle, this city vehicle. It's a government vehicle. And he just jumped in it, drove to the courthouse, left it there, did his court date, came back out and said, when the cop was there waiting for him, he said, I was just borrowing it, figured it's a government vehicle anyway. I'm leaving it at a government building. I had to get here. This is the thing. Obviously, he can't steal a car. You want to arrest him for it? Fine. Throwing his picture up here and making him this viral, like, look at world's dumbest criminals, when the dude is trying to... Like, he's clearly in a spot of, like, trying to handle something that he did wrong, and he's trying to take care of it, and he's trying to own up. Most people would have just skipped the court date and had a warrant out, and he was at least trying to get there. I understand you got to arrest him, but to me, the, like, mocking him to...
He's, like, sitting in the car.
He's sitting in the
car.
It's
not his mugshot.
No, and he looks, like, he looks sad. Like, I was trying to do this. Obviously, wrong tactics. Shouldn't have done what he did. But I hate the end. There was a lot of controversy. There were people going back and forth going, nope, totally, you do this. You got to be prepared to be mocked. And then other people were like, this guy's clearly reached a desperate point and he's trying to do the right thing and he just did it the wrong way. Y'all don't have to mock him in the process or turn him into viral meme content.
Couple of musicians in the headlines. This came out of Dallas. This story went viral. This guy went to an auction and he literally lit $4,000 on fire. He bid for a Taylor Swift guitar at a live auction, went up with a hammer and started just destroying it with a huge, big American flag in the background to the delight of those watching on. Just takes a hammer and starts bashing the Taylor Swift guitar. This older dude is dressed in his jeans and his Texas boots right here in Dallas. And the guitar was donated to the Ellis County Wild Game Dinner right here in DFW. And the video, as of a week ago, had 127,000 likes. $4,000.
Just down the drain.
Down the drain.
Oh, Bobby.
Idiot. Both of you are idiots.
This reminds me of Daniel Tosh years ago got the first generation iPad. Like when they were sending out like new ones. And everybody's like, what's the iPad look like? And he said on a show, he's like, hey, we're going to preview the new iPad. They sent us one. We're one of the ones who got it. And then he's like, all right, this is the new iPad. And they cut to a video. He put it on a table, took a golf club, and smashed it. And it was like, take that, nerds.
But that's totally different and smarter for Daniel Tosh. If you're a celebrity, you're trying to be someone, or you're trying to get social media likes, and that's your job. This dude is just some old-timer that walks up there, throws away $4,000.
I mean, I assume he has...
Yeah.
$4,000 to burn.
He looks like a kind of a rich old guy, maybe.
Yeah, I assume he's got a lot of money to burn.
Yeah.
He doesn't like Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah.
Probably political. Yeah. And
she's dating that Pfizer boy.
And then Garth Brooks in trouble yesterday.
Garth Brooks is in trouble. He claims he was hassled with threats and lies after hair makeup artist accuses him of rape, sexual assault. A loaded gun in my face.
Whoa.
That is the headline there. So he is maintaining his innocence. He's comparing those allegations to having a loaded gun waved in his face, right? The lawsuit was filed in the California court
by a woman referred to as Jane Doe. It says Jane Roe on here. I don't think that's true. States that he allegedly raped her in a hotel room during a work trip where she felt trapped and alone with Garth Brooks. This incident allegedly happened back in 2019. So, Garth Brooks.
Here's the thing.
Have you guys ever heard anything about him?
People think he's weird.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's the only thing I've ever heard. Tom Segura, the comedian, he always goes after him. He's always like, that dude's definitely a serial killer. You cannot comment on Garth Brooks' Instagram posts anymore because Segura had said, keep asking Garth where the bodies are. So people would like comment on his Instagram all the time, go, where are the bodies, Garth? Garth, where are all these people you have killed? And like, just doing that. And so it came to the point where they had to shut it down. But Whoa. He is, this thing, obviously, this is a little bit of what we know so far. He said, she said, but given what the document says, there's like a definitive timeline of it was here when he was taping a Grammy performance. I was on his private jet. I would assume there's flight logs and records that they could, at the very least, cross-reference and go, her timeline's right at the very least. And then from there, I guess we figure out more. But she gave a definitive timeline of events where I would think they could poke holes in that pretty quickly if it was wrong.
And then might as well finish with Diddy, I guess. Brooklyn inmates are saying that his life behind bars has already become pure hell, that he's like in the worst detention center in the entire country. This from a former inmate who spent 3 months there. It's a terrible, horrible place. There's no air movement and the food is slop. He may be subjected to regular strip searches, limited shower access, and little contact with loved ones, not to mention the threat of violence. Prison consultant Sam Mangle says sections of the facility are pure hell, probably the worst federal detention center in the country. So there you go with Diddy. Supposedly suffering.
Yeah.
On that suicide watch.
He is. And now, yeah, I think they took him off suicide watch. I guess he's eating now or something like that. But this is, I mean, look, this is the literally scratch of the surface of this story.
Drinking milk and stuff.
Dude, where are the leaks? Where are the leaks of the other people on the tapes? Come on now. We going to get some more Epstein type conspiracies behind the scenes here?
Might.
Some powerful Probably. People pushing their weight around. Let's preview Cowboys Steelers with a part of Sunday Night Football. The great Tony Dungy continues the show of Wales next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.